Well, it is the first trial before the ICC regarding the situation in Mali, and indeed the first trial where the accused has admitted his guilt for the charge brought against him. And also, it is the first international trial that is focusing on the issue of the war crime of destroying historic monuments or building dedicated to religion. And this case is also a message to the citizens of Timbuktu and of Mali in general that the attacks against their symbols and values and identity cannot remain unpunished, that the International Criminal Court is investigating and that justice is being done to defend them and to make effective the legal protection that these symbols benefit from. And it's also a way to draw the attention to the seriousness of these crimes beyond Mali as well, and to say everywhere that these type of crimes cannot remain unpunished.
For those who are not familiar with Timbuktu, can you just tell us briefly what importance it has in the cultural life of the country?
From the legal point of view, we are speaking here about the destruction of 9 Muslims and one mosque in the city of Timbuktu, which is a city that for several centuries has been a spiritual and a religious center for its the whole region in Mali and beyond it, and had continuously exercised a huge influence through these spiritual places that were also kind of places for education and for scholars to discuss and to engage in dialogue about the interpretation of the sacred text and the elaboration of the ways to a better understanding of it.
What about Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi? Can you tell us a bit more about him and his group?
Mr. Al-Mahdi, according to the prosecution, was linked to the group called Ansar al-Din, which is a group active in northern Mali that was allied or close to Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. And Mr. Al-Mahdi has played an active role in the structures and institutions that have been created by these two groups during their control of Timbuktu, and was also responsible for Al-Hisba, which is a kind of a virtuous police in the city as well, and with the Islamic court that were established then.
Some human rights organizations are critical that more charges were not brought against Al-Mahdi, including sexual and gender-based crimes. Can you comment on that?
Basically, the ICC prosecution can only follow the evidence that are available to it, and based on that, there was a specific charge that was brought against Mr. Al-Mahdi. The investigations continue with regard to the situation in Mali, and based on that, if there will be other evidence related to other alleged conducts, there will be eventually other cases, whether against the same accused or against other accused. All depends on the evidence that is available.
And finally, will this trial set a precedent? Because I'm thinking of other places where cultural and religious monuments or World Heritage sites have been destroyed, like Syria.
Well, we actually do believe that it is important to send this signal everywhere that attacks against historic or religious buildings constitutes a war crime. It is a grave conduct and a serious crime that cannot remain unpunished, and that it is important to give the possibility to the tribunals and courts that have the jurisdiction to be able to investigate and to prosecute the perpetrators of these crimes, whether it would be the national tribunals, which have the primary responsibility to prosecute and investigate, or if not, to the international institutions. For the ICC currently does not have a jurisdiction over Syria and Iraq, both countries that have not recognized the ICC jurisdiction, and the only way in the absence of their own recognition would be through the Security Council, who can refer the situations to the ICC, but this has not been done as well. But there are other tribunals, firstly the national tribunals, who should be provided with the possibility to prosecute the perpetrators of such crimes.